Hi, everybody. This is Scott Saad. I just wrapped up a meeting with the PhD curriculum committee. So I was planning on taking a break, but then I saw some people had tagged me regarding Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and his position regarding the national anthem, namely that apparently the Mavericks were not playing the national anthem on home soil. And so I sent the following set of tweets to Mr. Cuban, hoping that perhaps he'll read them and reflect on the gist of my message. I should mention that I watched Mark many times on Shark Tank. He's obviously a sharp guy, a big businessman, a hugely successful guy. And so there are many reasons to admire his great accomplishments. But on this one, I think he is rather misguided. So here are my comments, and then hopefully, this will in some way cause him to rethink his position. Dear Mark Cuban, it is deeply myopic to take the stance that you did regarding the national anthem. There are certain ideals, beliefs, rituals, icons, and symbols that define a country and that causes people to unite around its bedrock principles. The national anthem is one such cue. There is nothing heroic or progressive about your stance. Hundreds of millions of people, such as myself, fled horrifying societies for the freedoms that are enshrined within Western societies. The latter are not perfect, but they are the best that the world has ever created. Your laudable success stems from having benefited from the freedoms defining the American experience. All people, irrespective of color or creed, have benefited from the existence of the US, and certainly so within the NBA, of which you are a part. Hence, rather than dishonoring the country that granted you the building blocks for your flourishing and that of your players, stand up for the flag. Stand up for the national anthem. Recognize that you live in the most wondrous nation that the world has ever seen. You dishonor refugees like myself with your misinformed, misguided, and misdirected wokeness. Cheers. Take care, everybody.